Football is back here at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. It is rookie minicamp. Approximately 50 players are here, including all of the 8 draft picks for the Steelers. We had a chance to catch up with some of them after practice.
I really got past all of the emotions on draft night. Really, just like Coach Tomlin said, I know it's emotional. It's a great feeling. He's happy for me and my family, but we got to get past that. We got work to do. So I always say I'm blessed and stuff, but I just came to work today.
When you practice across the way at Pitt, did you ever catch yourself looking over here and saying, I'd like to be a part of that?
All the time, every day, all the time watching, AB and Le'Veon and Ben, watch those guys work. Would love to join that offense, and I did that, so I'm happy.
Your age or, being young, something that even growing up really never affected you, feel?
Nah, I never did. I mean, I see it as, age is just a number. At the end of the day, the person out there is just playing. They're not going to base a player off his age. Me could be the oldest guy on the field and still ball. And, shout out to, James Harrison going 15, 16 years, So that's a great example.
In high school, did you have to kind of play? Were you always playing up?
Only difference between being 17-year-old and being the youngest guy, on the team was that I had to mature earlier. I didn't have the time to, be a kid in college. I got thrown right into the fire, started right away. Let's go. The train is moving with or without you.
You know everybody's position on defense.
That's that makes the game easier for you. When we're all tied to a string out there on the field, all 11 guys, you're able to, put guys in different situations to make plays as well as help yourself out. Knowing the calls, knowing what to expect out there on the field, studying the film. Knowing what the offense are going to give you out there in the field, it just makes the game slow down for you. It doesn't make you have to worry about so much at one time out there.
How long have you had that capability?
I started a little bit in high school, not as much depth as I am now. But at Tennessee, my position coach at the time, Willie Martinez, he really helped me establish that and really got me into my preparation like that. And ever since then, it's just been a constant continuation with that. So,
has Ben reached out to you post-draft just to welcome you and maybe help you with anything?
He sent out a tweet, welcoming me to the team. So that was definitely great to see. I'm sure I'll see him, when he gets back to town and everything. So I'll be on the lookout. But, I'm just excited to be up here, getting a chance to meet, all of my future teammates and getting a chance to be around them and start building and growing that relationship moving forward.
You developed from a wide receiver into the defensive back. That was an interesting process for you, but I guess you picked it up well.
Yeah, so I made the switch in 2014. I just been here, and I just adapted the position. It took a while, like a year and a half for me just to get the basics down and everything because, I'd never played defense before in my life before I moved to Utah. But, since I've been there and, developed my senior year, I feel like I've been playing it my whole life.
What's this first taste been like for you? I noticed you loved it when you came into the city.
Yeah, so it was, this city is just so rich with history and everything. So it just, it's different from, Utah. But, since I've been here this past day, I fell in love with the city. I'm just excited to be here.
Rookie minicamp continues on Saturday and Sunday. We'll have complete coverage right here on Steelers.com.